Welcome to Morning Kids.
Well, hello there. Fancy seeing you here. You must be looking for the latest episode of Morning Kids, Well, you're in luck because that's exactly what you found. My name's Virginia and you're extra, extra welcome to be here on this beautiful Wednesday morning or evening. I know that some of you listen in bed every night. Well, whatever time of the day you're listening, I know we're going to have a great show. So, are you ready?
Tell us about today.
We will start, as always, with the day and the date. And the day, as I just said, is Wednesday. So, let's try sounding that one out together. We haven't done it for a little while. Are you ready? Wednesday. Wednesday. It is spelt a little bit differently to how we say it. The date is the 28th and the month is September. But I tell you, it won't be September for too much longer. There are only two more days left of this month. And on Saturday, it'll be the first day of next month, which is October. So, do you remember the little poem that we say to remember how many days in each month there are? I'm sure you can figure it out, but let's do the month poem just in case. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February all alone, which has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year. Did you get that? There are 30 days in September.
It's Wild Wednesday.
Well, seeing as today's Wednesday, we've got a brand new animal to learn all about. And we picked this animal for today because, well, when I was in my garden on the weekend, I spotted one of these on my jumper. And after I helped it back onto a leaf, I thought, oh, I don't really know that much about this little animal. So I thought we could learn about ladybirds. Ladybirds are an insect and they're also known as ladybugs or lady beetles, which is what scientists call them. And there are about 5,000 different types of ladybirds in the world, which I did not know. They're usually pretty small with six legs and wings to help them fly. And most of them have a brightly coloured back to warn off and scare away other animals. Now, what colour the ladybird or lady beetle is depends on where you are in the world. And here in Australia, the most common ladybird is the common spotted ladybird, which is the one that I saw. It was bright orange with about 20 little black dots on its back. But for our friends who live in Europe, the most common ladybird you probably see is bright red with about 7 black dots on its back. But some ladybirds can be red or orange or pink or even yellow. And some might be small and black and hairy. And some might be black with red spots. But brightly coloured shells aren't the only thing that protect ladybirds from bigger animals. They also taste yucky. If a bird or cat tries to eat a ladybug, they'll send out some pretty gross tasting fluid. And you can bet that that bird or cat won't try ever eating a ladybird again. So, what do ladybirds eat? Almost all of them eat other insects, mainly a type of insect called an aphid. Aphids love chewing leaves, so farmers and gardeners don't like them very much. And that's why farmers and gardeners do love ladybirds, because they eat all the bugs that destroy their plants. In fact, did you know that a ladybird can eat 20 to 25 aphids a day? That's very helpful to the farmers. And you can be helpful too. There's a website called The Backyard Buddy, which has some more information on ladybirds and how you can help scientists to know what ladybirds live where. And if you'd like to check out the Backyard Buddy website, we'll leave a link for it in our show notes today.
What's going on?
Well, friends, it happened. At 9:14 a.m. yesterday morning, DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test spacecraft, smashed into an asteroid in space. For those of you that weren't here last week, we heard that NASA, which is the American Space Agency, were planning on crashing a small spacecraft into an asteroid as a bit of a test. An asteroid is a big rocky lump that floats around through space. Some of them are about a meter wide, which might be about as tall as you, but others are much bigger. And Dimorphos, which is the asteroid that DART was crashing into, was about the size of a football stadium. The reason scientists wanted to do this was to, well, basically to see if it would work. After all, you don't know if you don't try, do you? This asteroid wasn't coming anywhere near Earth, but the scientists wanted to check to see if in the future an asteroid was coming towards Earth, they could send a spacecraft up to knock it out of the way. Kind of like kicking a football away from your picnic. DART was launched last November, which was almost a year ago, and it's been making its way to the asteroid for almost a year now. Yesterday morning, it locked onto Dimorphos and boom, plowed into the rock at 22,500 kilometers per hour. Scientists were very happy with the bullseye hit, but it will take a few weeks for them to be able to see how far away DART actually pushed the asteroid. They'll have to keep an eye on it with telescopes to see how they did. And you can actually watch the footage of the crash if you'd like, which we've also put a link to in our show notes today.
Let's have some fun.
Okie dokie, it's quiz time. I have two questions. Let's see how many answers you have. Question one. What is the other little insect that ladybirds love to eat? It starts with A. Did you get it right? It was aphid. It's a teeny tiny little insect that likes to eat plants. And question two is, what's the name of the spacecraft that crashed into the asteroid yesterday morning? If you said DART, that's correct. And if you said the double asteroid redirection test, oh, golly morning kids, that would be really impressive.
Time to say goodbye.
And that's where we'll leave you today. If you're listening in the morning, I hope you have a fun, joyful day ahead. And if you're listening before bed tonight, I hope you have a fun and joyful and restful sleep. After your sleep, we'll be back with Thursday's show when we're going to be taking a trip somewhere beautiful and warm and sunny. So don't forget your sunscreen. Until then, remember morning kids to be silly, but be honest and be kind. And I'll see you tomorrow for Travel Thursday.